Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you heard the deep concern of our governments concerning the American people and their safety and their well-being. Right? We've been hearing this for the last 2 years now. Anybody paying attention to the confusion that they are breeding on a daily basis in this country? Just wanted to ask the question. What are you talking about? Did you hear that the president, this guy they call Joe Biden, the guy that's committed treason, who should be hanging from a rope right now, literally, Article 3, Section 3, check out the U.S. Constitution, folks. Isn't it interesting that he is taking the time out of his busy schedule as he's being dictated every step of the way? And interestingly enough, friends, he's actually taking the time out of his busy schedule to go over to the state of Texas and make sure that babies can be killed on demand. Isn't that interesting? But again, put that into contrast, friends, concerning the same administration and the preceding administration, because nobody stopped it. Americans are responsible for 62 million babies murdered in the womb. And who initiated all of this and sanctioned all of this? More than your government, friends, which is a reflection of the American people. Read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. It starts out with, we the people. And guess who we the people are, friends? We the people are the government. And this is a reflection of what the American people tolerate. You might want to look at the Fifth Amendment. You might want to first and foremost predicate that upon thou shalt not kill, number 6, Exodus 20, of the Ten Commandments. Don't sit there and tell me about how this is for the good of the American people. I just don't want to hear it in any sense of the word. But again, this is all confusion by design. And let me go ahead and put this up really quick so you can see this. The Supreme Court came in and tried to overrule the Texas courts, but the lower courts told the Supreme Court to go take a jump off the closest bridge. See, Texas abortion law now temporarily reinstated by appeals courts 2 days after being blocked. But again, the underlying tone in which I want you to see and detect, friends, here, the law to text, right, is the fact that Romans 3:20 is the fact that they're talking about how they're looking out for your good, but they want to make sure that babies are murdered at will. Babies are murdered at will. Do not forget what I'm telling you right now, friends. They want to make sure that they can illegally sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, at will. Oh, and by the way, I will end this little portion here really quick with what the Nazis had concerning a phrase that they used during the last stage of Adolf Hitler's supreme rule, his tyrannical rule over the people of Germany. There was 80 million people. What was it? Well, the Nazis had a phrase that came down to this, friends, and I'm probably not going to say it right because my German is not up to par. But it was all being thrown at the people by the state of Germany back in the 30s, Für Ihr Sicherheit. And what does that mean? It means it is for your safety. That was the last stage of Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich, which stripped the people of that country of their God-given rights to stand against his tyrannical rule. Just a little history lesson. Just a little history lesson. You know, what's interesting about that, friends, is, again, I wanted to go over here and show you this because we're seeing a lot of this in so many different ways. Did you see that the NBC propaganda outlet just highlighted the fact that there is a German, a former Nazi SS guard, Joseph S., who goes on trial charged with the counts of murdering 3,518 people in those camps. Well, I'm kind of curious to know why it is that the governments on a global basis are charging him for lesser crimes in which they themselves are responsible. Yes, you heard me right. How come they're not on trial? Because what the American government has done to the innocent in the womb, because the people have allowed them to do it, guess what, friends? We have far surpassed anything that Adolf Hitler even dreamed of doing. Way beyond that. But here's, you know, ABC News making sure that they can keep the line of confusion going into the face of the people. Put that up against Daniel 9-7. It's not their fault, folks. They're doing what you're allowing them to do. The fact of the matter is confusion of faith belongs to those that are forsaken the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isn't this interesting? They're putting in former SS Nazi guard on trial for the murder of 3,500 people during the Holocaust, but I don't see one corrupt politician from America being tried for sanctioning the illegalities of murdering babies in the womb. I didn't see them there, and yet they have gone, what, 3,500 to 4,000 babies a day? And he's being tried for his crimes, and rightfully so. If it was one baby, that was enough. But we're talking about 3,500 concerning this former Nazi and the American government concerning the 62 million babies that have been slaughtered because the American people have tolerated corruption in their government. No one else to blame. It's called taking responsibility. One more point I want to make. That point I'm done with. Yesterday I had highlighted from a conservative outlet. We see the conservatives doing a lot of what you would call the left today, but again, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, and they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men, most of them, Matthew 5:13. But yesterday, I highlighted a girl that rammed the back of a Lamborghini. Well, the video was edited to show her stupidities, but what happened, friends, is Tim Brown, the morning show, during the show, sent me some stuff over with the whole clip. So the conservatives are doing exactly what you would call the left being responsible for. But then again, friends, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. But let me go back to this really quick before this hard break. This girl was sideswiped by this Lamborghini, and the guy that was driving the Lamborghini almost hit someone on a bike that was crossing the street, and at the same time, he swiped her car. So what this girl did, setting the record straight, she went and ran the back end of the Lamborghini to make sure that he didn't get away with what he just got done doing. So the conservatives are giving it upside down, friends. I wanted to make sure it's right side up, and again, correcting the information I gave to you, giving you the whole story. Wanted to make sure that you're not being misled in any sense of the word. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back after this break.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Yeah, hey Maria, how are you? You're in California right now, just seeing you on social media platforms. Love to see you. By the way, if you guys want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do, folks. I mean, there's so much censorship going on through Facebook platforms. It sickens me. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. All of you people on Facebook right now, let's use this against them. sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go to the top page, go to SOL Radio Live. Click onto it and join our live feed on Rumble right now. That means you don't have to go over to Facebook anymore. I have 766,000 friends on there, and they're allowing me to have a couple hundred on there every day. Aren't they generous, folks? No, that's illegal, and it's dangerous to our freedoms. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to SOL Radio Live, even now, if you're on Facebook platforms, and go ahead and subscribe to that live feed from Rumble. You'll get it. You don't need Facebook anymore. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of that page. And those are our social media platforms that are available. And I know that there's several other. That will be affixed to the live feed from Rumble on the bottom where it says comments, and it will show you all the other outlets that we're connected with. And for the sake of time, folks, we got 154 radio stations to speak to right now in 53 countries outside. Oh, and P.S., thank you for making and it's the number one and the number two show out of 65 show hosts every day on Genesis Communication across the country. We totally appreciate that. You want the truth? You want the resolve? That's what we give here, and that's all we give here. Isaiah 51, verse 4, understanding that justice guards our liberty. And finally, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That is American history. Go to your state preamble, folks, and you'll understand what I'm telling you right now is true. For everything that me and Tim give you over here at the Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, folks, we are all about making sure that you cross-check all the information that we give to you. And I got to tell you, in all fairness, friends, nobody vets the information more than Tim Brown does before it goes up on our sites. Just for the record, nobody does. So that's what you get here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And by the way, if this is the first time listening, we appreciate your trust. Now let me get over to this. I want to show you again how much the government in America is really looking out for you right now. Did you see that the criminal administration of treasonous and disgraceful Joe Biden again put that up against Article 3, Section 3? Well, what's the answer, Brad? Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Remove them, impeach them, and then prosecute them. That is your answer. Anything short, friends, is not going to suffice. If you go ahead and just let them go again, you're adding strength to tyranny, and consider the source, Ephesians 4:14, when you get a moment. Look at this. Judicial Watch is now suing for info on Biden administration's shutdown of China COVID investigation. Yeah, this is exactly, by the way, what Bush did concerning the 9/11 investigations, both to the towers and to the Pentagon. He shut down all the investigations. Isn't that interesting? Well, Joe Biden is following right in pursuit as the New World Order and the globalists continuously try to drive us into their narrative and corral us into their said resolve. When in fact, if we'd pay attention, friends, these are the people that say, out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Well, folks, that's all you have to understand is what they said at first, because their fingerprints are all over the chaos. They create the chaos, and then they bring in the new world order. That is a fact, AccuJack, just so you know. Judicial Watch now suing Biden administration shutdown of China COVID investigation. Folks, how many times and how many whistleblowers do we need to come forth concerning the information exposing this plandemic for what it is? When are they going to be held criminal for what it is that they are guilty, friends? I'm curious. Because that's up to you. That is not up to them. But what do I hear the American people do? What are they going to do next? What are they going to do next? What are we going to allow the bad guys to do next? Really? Is that what we're made out of? Absolutely not. Not in any sense of the word are we made out of any of that stuff. Just did an article this morning, by the way. I just highlighted the fact that just a couple minutes ago, they're actually bringing a SS Nazi to trial for the murder of 3,500 people during the Holocaust, and rightfully so. But I wrote an article this morning, history is repeating itself, a lot of similarities between Adolf Hitler's Germany in the 1930s and America today. If you'd like that, friends, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's right up on the top page there. And I wanted to let you know that Holocaust survivors that are still around today have gotten together, friends, and they wrote a letter. They wrote a letter to the International Criminal Court slamming America and the countries that are pushing the COVID measures. Why? Because they seen what Adolf Hitler did. Hey, America, this is why history is repeating itself, because you haven't learned from the past. That is, in fact, why history repeats itself. Hosea 4:6. Let me just give you one undersigned letter. As Nazi concentration camp survivors of the atrocities committed against humanity during the Second World War, they feel bound to follow conscience and write this letter in support of the joint request for investigation into the International Criminal Court submitted on the behalf of the United Kingdom, 143.21, Slovakia, France, the Czech Republic, and the list goes on. It also applies to America. The contents of the request include sworn affidavits from expert witnesses Dr. Richard Fleming, Professor Luke Montanger, and Kevin McCain. And it's obvious to us that another horrific series of events, this time affecting all people around the world, is taking place before our very eyes. However, the majority of the world's populace do not yet realize what is happening from the magnitude of the organized crime such as this beyond their scope of experience. So the Holocaust survivors are bringing that experience to us. We experience a deja vu that is so horrifying that we rise to shield our poor fellow humans. The threatened innocence now includes our children and even our infants. Holocaust survivors are warning Americans. Anybody listening? I'm laughing, friends, because I've cried. I'm laughing, friends, because I've been frustrated. I've been at the end of my rope over and over and over again, waking up the American people to the severity of what is going on. Folks, what you see coming through the mainstream media is exactly what the Germans seen back in the 30s. This is how they act. This is exactly how they act. And if I might, I had a conversation this morning with an RN out of a local city here in the state of Minnesota. I also want you to forget not, friends, the whole homosexual agenda, because what Adolf Hitler did is he normalized that crime as well, which God calls an abomination to what many of you are given a green light to. But what I want you to hear is the fact that Adolf Hitler's SS, for those that don't know, go ahead and check out the pink swastika. They were masculine sodomites, homosexuals, and it's exactly what they're trying to do here. That's why they're attacking anybody that doesn't go along with the narrative. So I thought you might want to be aware of that. And why do I bring that up? Well, because the kids are having to stand up and fight off and fend themselves because the parents are doing nothing but standing back and cheerleading them while their kids are fighting off the very monsters that the parents should, in fact, and are responsible for fighting off, but they're not today. I'll get to that in just a moment. I mean, things are getting weird out there, are they not? No question about it. But don't forget about the gay agenda. That's what that's all about, friends. They basically want to browbeat anybody and everybody into submission. Let me give you another highlight as to what's going on in your beloved country, friends, by your, by the tolerated powers that be in America. And I'm talking about crime. I'm not talking about the righteous, though they be far and few between that are willing to stand up. We praise God for every single one of them. I did highlight this just to show you again how much your government's looking out for you. But Biden, by the way, who has committed the act of treason, and we know he has, Article 3, Section 3, and for all of you idolaters and you Trump worshipers, remember what he said while he was on the campaign trail, allegedly, controlled opposition is what they are, warring against the likes of Joe Biden. Don't be fooled by these games, friends. They're all clowns in the circus of politics if the cameras are on them. That's what they want you to see. The point is, he is guilty of treason, and again, to prove the point, Biden is now calling for UN troops to police Americans and occupy America. And we know this to be the fact in Norfolk, Virginia, concerning those bases there. Anybody paying attention as to what's going on? Folks, when you get a moment during the break, go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The International Monetary Fund is advising the Fed Reserve and other central banks to be prepared to deal with inflation. The IMF saying the Fed should already tighten the policy in case inflation gets out of control. Around $100 million worth of southern border wall materials are sitting and not being used due to President Biden canceling the remaining contracts for it. Texas AG Ken Paxton says since it was already paid for, the Biden administration should have continued the project.
All the materials sitting there, they're already paying contracts for months and months, sometimes years. Why not go ahead and let those walls be built, even if it's not their favorite idea?
In response to the border wall being canceled, Texas is building their own border wall to slow the curb of illegal immigrants. This is USA Radio News. President Biden wants to give what some believe is unprecedented power to the IRS.
Republicans are sounding the alarm over a proposed tucked inside the Democrats' $3.5 trillion Build Back Better Act that would expand the Internal Revenue Service and allow the agency to have access to any bank transaction of $600 or more. The proposal would give the IRS further access to anyone's financial information, which Republicans say amounts to federal overreach. Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, said October 7th from the Senate floor, "How can you possibly justify to the American people that the IRS should be snooping around in their bank, retirement, or investment accounts? There's only one explanation. The Democrats want to control how you spend your money."
Brad Bernard's reporting from our USA Radio News West Texas News Bureau. The second longest winning streak on Jeopardy came to an end Monday night after a Yale grad student ended his run with 38 straight wins. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Wow, did you guys hear that? I am here live to tell you that everything that you hear concerning those alleged news feeds, the opposite is true. The IRS snooping into your investments and your retirements. The Republicans doing nothing but magnifying the crimes of the Democrats to prove the point that they're on the same team. The Republicans do nothing but let the Democrats do what it is that they do. Again, it's a political language created to make lies sound truthful. That's all unconstitutional garbage. They both want it because they want more control over your lives. Both parties, because both parties are working together against the American people. I've been blowing this, folks, horn from the top of the roof for 15 years. People are starting to finally figure it out. You know how you figure it out? Hey, folks, I was just at a local church in South Dakota. And we had some people that were in government that I had the opportunity once again to preach to. And they've been there for a long time. I believe it's been 6 years. And they never took the time to read the Constitution. Never. No wonder why they're talking about the Republicans and the Democrats. No wonder why they're set up to believe that the left is actually in existence. Folks, again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, because when you talk about the left, what does it define out to be? Criminals. And yet we have more in America that claim to be the right, yet we allow the little leaven to leaven the whole lump. We're supposed to purge the lump and make a new one, according to the Word of God. How about that? And by the way, don't even think for one moment that they're not already doing all of the stuff that they're trying to forecast. Okay. One of the other things that we're talking about, too, and I need to highlight this, is the fact that, you know, the wall materials are already there. I do want everybody to understand that Donald Trump, we all know, another one of his promises, which I expose is nothing but a fraud. He told the people what they wanted to hear. When he got there, he did none of it. He was talking about building the wall, and it went from $4 billion to $25 billion, and Mexico was going to pay for it. And then here comes Judas, Luke 22:48. Paul Ryan comes out of the woodwork because Donald Trump was too cowardly to do it, like the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz. And what did he do? Well, he came out and he told us, well, to the American people, it went from $4 billion to $25 billion, and now guess what? Mexico's not going to pay for it. But we're going to pay for it, and then we're going to have them pay us back. No, they want to drop the borders, friends. Remember NAFTA, and what they're trying to do is build one continent because they want a global order, and that being a part of it. Okay, they want the borders gone. Going back to Donald Trump, he told us for 5 years, for 1 year, it was going to be super easy to actually build defense, the wall, and then as we got into his administration, he began to, well, just basically omit everything he promised. Now, one of the things that was highlighted more than anything was the wall. Well, guess what, friends? We found out from people on the border there was over 2,000 illegals coming in every day of the week, being bused to Catholic charities and Lutheran charities out there. And we just heard during the break, friends, that the materials are still there to finish the job. No, I want to set the record straight. Cross-check what I'm going to tell you right now if you want to go ahead. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, don't wait for the last segment to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Here it is. Folks, the wall was never built. The wall that was built was about 100 miles long, and in the process of the wall being built, remember James O'Keefe, too, from Project Veritas, actually did a whole expose on this. Where's the wall? Okay? But I want to go back to this and have you understand what Trump told you and what Trump did were two different stories, because the wall was never built. There was about 100 miles of wall that was refurbished. It wasn't brand new wall. That was it. Nothing more and nothing less. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to prove me otherwise. And I also want to let you know, too, we had people from the southern border actually on live with us telling us exactly what was going on out there. And now what are we being doing? What is happening now? We're being distracted once again from what is going on the southern border, from the UN, from the COVID pandemic, to all the problems. And who's creating all of these problems again? Friends, just a question I want to lay to your candor. More than corruption in government and the mainstream media, absolutely nobody. You want resolve? Deal with those two, and then you will bring it to a closure. We got Sal calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, I want to say the USMCA that Trump spearheaded, the council, there are five people on that council, international council, two of them are United States representatives, and the other ones represent Canada and Mexico and then someone else. So if there's three votes that aren't American votes against two, who's going to keep winning trade agreements to stick it to American businesses and Americans?
Yeah, yeah.
You and I both know, good sir.
Yes, yes. And here we are, and people are distracted and confused. They're distracted and confused. By the way, I'm not confused, Sal. Folks that are watching and listening, I'm not confused.
As far as I know, ever since I've been listening to you the last 6 months.
Well, yeah, I'm sound. I'm without air because I'm pulling the curtain back like Toto did when he pulled the curtain back from the big, old, mean man that was using the face to scare them into submission. I had enough common sense to be as foolish as that dog not to take the Wizard of Oz for face value. But the American people, if you're confused, it's because you're not like Toto, and you're not pulling the curtain back to find out what's really going on behind there. Literally what I just heard, Sal, during this last break, the one before, and for years, it's blatantly in stark contrast to what the facts are as to what they're telling the people. In every sense of the word. They're lying to the people every step of the way. They're telling them what they want to hear, but in fact what they're doing is just the exact opposite behind the curtains.
And it's both sides, people. It's
That's
not
right.
just the Democrats. It's the Republicans are doing it even more because you all think that they're good people.
That's
Pay
right.
attention. The wolves in sheep's clothing, like Bradley says.
Amen. I appreciate it. By the way, Sal, sorry to cut you off so quick, but I got to get to some more points here. Mark 8:15. Remember, Jesus warned us of the leaven of the Herodians, the corrupt doctrines of governments, and he said, also beware of the leaven, the corrupt doctrines of that of the religious hypocrites of the day. Pay attention to what's going on, friends, again, because you're being lied to. Want to show you what's going on to in a disarmed nation right now, and this boy, friends, this is pretty crazy, but this is in fact in Australia right now, and this is how far they have gone, besides taking their kids, rounding them up, and throwing them into an arena and force mandating these experimental jabs, by the way, which many kids have already died from, and you haven't heard a peep from them, concerning the mainstream media. But here's what the police are busy doing now, just like the SS under the lights of an Adolf Hitler. And if you haven't been paying attention, in Australia, they have already proclaimed through the mainstream media the beginning of the New World Order. Did you hear me? But this is what they're doing right now. Now check it out, because here comes Facebook again. And look at this. These are a man's posts on Facebook. The police went onto his Facebook, and they downloaded 6 months of his post. Let me say this. Mainstream media, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, all of you, the Department of Homeland Security, all of you, I just want to let you know right off the bat, go ahead and go through all of my Facebook posts and keep in mind we don't take or ask for permission from the devil to obey God. You better repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because guess what? It applies to you too. And just keep in mind, all of you that work for those unconstitutional agencies and the likes of big tech companies that are violating free speech, you better understand that when they don't need you anymore, you go right up against the wall. And history teaches us that you're the first ones to go. If you're lying, if you're stealing, if you're killing for the corrupt, what do you think is going to happen at the end of the day when they don't need you anymore? Are you kidding me? Gosh! Really? The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's who you see these incarnate devils paying you. Acting alike, just like the devil, their father, from beneath, not from above. And you think for some reason or another that they're looking out for you and you're just doing your job. You are sadly mistaken. And by the way, here's just a pre-warning. If the American people wake up before a genocide, I can tell you right now it's going to be a quick judgment, and it's not going to be good for you in any sense of the word. That is called God's judgment, Isaiah 26, verse 9. Is that a threat? No. I'm a law abider, not a law breaker. But folks, I'm playing video right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. This is the police. This is the SS in Australia right now going door to door concerning people's Facebook posts 6 months and back.
Were you there? Well, it doesn't matter.
And you see in America right now what Facebook is guilty of. I got a question for you, friends. That's a good question to ask you. How many times does Facebook need to be exposed? I'm curious. How many times does Facebook need to be exposed before you deal with them? Because it's not just in Australia, folks. They're incrementally doing it here right now. Oh, the YouTube is going to put another purge on the people that are telling them the truth. Why? Because the truth exposes them. By the way, that is, in fact, why Jesus was crucified. Is anybody paying attention, again, concerning the history that's being replayed here? Gosh. Well, so I'm going to get to the main topic. And I'm going to go to the parents that are now standing behind their children, cheerleading their children as they fight off the wolves and the monsters that the parents have failed to fight off. Okay? Oh, and by the way, there's hundreds of thousands of parents all over the country standing up in help. But this one got me this morning. I'll get to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay. Well, I guess the... by the way, this one really got me because the point is how backwards can one become Isaiah 59? That's where we're at today. It really is. Parents are now cheering on their kids even when they're being arrested by the police. It's not all the parents. A 16-year-old girl walks into her school without a mask. By the way, they're dangerous. 20 minutes they turn. 20 minutes having one of those on? It develops mold. It works against your lungs. It works against your natural circulation concerning your respiratory. The manufacturers, of course, you all know this. Already told you they don't work. It's a sign of submission. That's all this is. Well, one little 16-year-old girl said, no, I'm not going to do it. because she said she wasn't going to wear a mask, apparently all the other sheep just went right along with it. And I want to say this really quick again. I know that some people believe that if you comply with corruption, that that corruption will go away. You're sadly mistaken. It's when you comply, you add strength to that corruption. That's why our forefathers told us resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Hello, hello. And by the way, they're available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. They start up conversations big time. Check them out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Quality t-shirts, so on and so forth. Scripture-based, Romans 12:21 says it right on the bottom. So a 16-year-old girl goes into the school, doesn't wear her mask. Do you know what the school did? The entire school goes into lockdown, complete lockdown. You can't make this up. This is the adults. Again, just so you know, this is the adults. Okay? That are doing this. Oh, and also keep in mind, these are the same people that would tell you they don't believe the media. Got to throw that in there, always. Until the little rat, repeat criminal Anthony Fauci, speaks again on the behalf of Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the planet. He said it. It's online for you to see where he said it. And he said, if we do a really good job on vaccinations, well, that's what this is all leading to. Remember, again, I just got to have you recollect with me, this all started out with just wear a mask for a week or two until this is curbed. And then we heard of possible vaccinations, and I knew it was coming. And then we heard of vaccination passports. Brazilians right now, I believe it was the Brazilian president that just told the people in his country to get a gun. Because tyrants cannot bear rule over those that bear arms. Well, hello, Americans. The foreigners are telling us again, aren't they? What it says in the Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment. So does Scripture. Luke 11:21 and 22. And put that up against 1 Samuel 13:22. That's how you control a people, is when they're disarmed. Common sense comes into play. Let me get back to this girl. A 16-year-old girl walks into school, and this is what she sees. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, on the right side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, this is what a 16-year-old kid, a 16-year-old kid, somebody's daughter, my little sister, sees a police officer armed to the hilt, almost looks like he's set up for SWAT, trying to intimidate this little 16-year-old girl that said no because, guess why? Because her parents didn't. Okay? Hey, parents, what kind of a fool would send their child into a public setting to be indoctrinated by their sworn enemies? 86% of the people in this country that send their kids into public schools, guess what? Call themselves Christians, a lack thereof, 1 John 2:4, patriots and or conservatives. Friends, they're counterfeits, to say the least. I want you to check this out. Social media platforms, check it out even now, friends. A little 16-year-old girl being intimidated by a cowardly man hiding behind a black suit. Okay? This is her. Now they're putting handcuffs on her. Yes, Americans, they're putting handcuffs on a little 16-year-old girl in a public school that said no to wearing a mask that doesn't work. He put handcuffs on a 16-year-old kid. Hey, Americans, got a question for you. What is it going to take for you to stand up against what's going on? Because your kids are not only being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, this is another example of the tyranny that you're allowing to reign in your country. Look at this little girl. Look at her. Oh, and they're laughing, chuckling. But folks, they're just doing their job. No, they're not. You know, folks, I got to tell you, if there's one area, if I had to do it all by myself, I would.
I'd be ashamed.
Oh, to say the least.
For a face mask?
Oh, okay. Now, I want you to hear the cowardly man waiting for the police, probably about 10 yards away. This is despicable. You should be ashamed of yourself. No, you should be the one that's wearing those handcuffs. And then what you need to do is go after that, if you want to call it a police force, that's not upholding the Constitution, but in fact is tearing it down. I would sue them for everything they've got. And I would go after each one of them individually. Each one of them individually. Let's go on here. Now, this is a little 16-year-old girl that said she wasn't going to be wearing a mask in public school. They completely locked down the school. Now she's being interrogated, friends, by these cowards that make themselves sheep so the wolves can devour. And yet some people think this is a little too radical, what I'm saying. No, it's radical what you're tolerating.
You understand that your request is an unlawful request?
Yep. That's right.
That supersedes her constitutional
right. That's right. So we have someone in the corner over here, friends, saying you do understand what you did is unconstitutional, and you've already usurped her constitutional rights. Look at these two cowards in the police force. Look at them, two little sheep, making themselves wolves so they can give more power and add more strength to tyranny. Attacking a little 16-year-old girl. Hey, friends, if this doesn't tell you who they'll attack or what they'll stop at, I can tell you right now they'll stop at nothing, because they actually believe, and probably many of them don't, but they believe that they're actually doing their job, or they're just trying to save their skin, one of the two. Every one of them needs to be removed. They need to be fired, and they need to be dealt with concerning what they just did to this little girl.
Right. Are you aware of that?
I've been directed from my supervisor.
Notice how he just got done saying he's been directed by his supervisor. No mention of the Constitution, no mention of the law. This is how the bad guys get away with what the bad guys get away with. Hey, guys, if the tyrants want to bear rule, then get out of the way and let them do it. No. What they need is people like this to do it for them, because without these useful idiots, they can get away with what they get away with. I know there's just a little too much conviction going on right now, isn't there, folks, on social media platforms? That's why you're bobbing around. You're looking for Aaron because you hate Moses, right? You are cowards is what you are.
From our legal counsel.
Oh, our legal counsel.
So what gives you the right to supersede her constitutional rights?
Yeah, it's... You're sitting here making that argument. That argument's not going to be made here. If you have a legal argument, then, you know, please.
Well, this is a legal argument.
Well, I have the authority by statute and suspension to be able to suspend her for willful disobedience, and it's in this information that we'll provide. If you want to go further with other articles and other constitutional, that goes into another.
Doesn't even know what he's talking about.
And we can sit here and argue that all day, or you can have your attorney just send me.
Listen to him. He's encouraged because he's been safe out by the criminals that are above him.
Hear from your guys' mouths that you're willing to suspend my daughter, which is just absurd to me. I don't understand, for her right to choose her own personal health choice. So
I am willing to suspend her under our statutes and guidelines.
He needs to be fired. He needs to be held legally responsible for
what
he's doing.
To say, Dr. Yanny, you know what, man? You are really a piece of work, and I don't want to make this personal, but you have. You have by involving her. She's a great kid. She's a wonderful student. She's not doing anything to harm anybody. She's not done anything unlawful. And all she wants to do is maintain her rights as a citizen of this state.
That's right.
And you are taking that away from her, and you have no right to do so. And then
okay, so folks, you see what's going on. You know how you stop all this? Get your kids out of public school. Folks, that would break the whole system, okay? You have no business having your kid being raised up by your sworn enemies, hypocrites. Matthew 23, verse 3, read it for your own sake.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.